I've got a marketing tip for you today, and that is to abolish procrastination tax. I made a follow-up call to a man about his marketing needs. He previously asked me to follow up with him, and so I did just that. Within about a minute of my call, he said, "Well, this is really a busy time of year for us," and started with more excuse crafting. I interrupted him to say, "Hey Bill, I'm not calling to waste your time," and quickly ended the call. What I really meant was that I was not calling to waste my time, and I think he got the point. Bill is a man who knows very well why his company is bleeding money. He knows that he needs better marketing. This is why we have been talking. He expresses good intentions, but he always has a good excuse. Is being busy a good reason to put off better marketing? Is money a good reason to put off better marketing? Is there really ever a good reason to put off something that will improve your business? Let us consider where money comes from in most businesses. It comes from doing more business, and that means more customers. More customers comes from marketing. Is this really such a mystery? Procrastination tax is the extra cost of waiting. People have been frustrated by taxes for centuries. They vote, they write their government leaders, and they even overthrow their government. But mostly they complain. They complain a lot. I hear people every day complain about the economy and how everything is swirling down a big toilet bowl. I'm not completely excluding myself. I don't like it any more than the rest of you. The difference I make is that I realize one of the biggest taxes I pay is procrastination tax. Putting things off until it is too late or until the cost of waiting makes problems much worse is common. It's one of the easiest mistakes to make and also one of the most damaging. The good news is that you have a choice. For somebody like Bill who makes excuses, the additional cost caused by procrastination is high. He said that this is a busy time of year. It is a time when business seems to be getting better. It only lasts for a short time and then things will be slow again. Bill knows this because he has been in business and waiting for the next busy season for decades. Wouldn't it make sense to maximize that seasonal opportunity, since it only comes once in a while? By procrastinating, Bill has effectively put off his best chances to turn his business around and stop losing money until another year. Yes, another whole year before he will have another opportunity like he faces right now. Another year with mediocre results. And that is if all goes well. Another year to worry about whether he's socked away enough to make it through the next year and the next slow period. Another year that he could have done more business and grown his company and had an even better year next year. I wonder how many years Bill can waste procrastinating before he realizes that action today is worth a lot more than action tomorrow. For some industries, there's a year between each big rush, and for others, it's a much shorter time. In any case, the tendency to wait for just the right time can have damning results to a company. I wonder how Bill will feel when he looks back a year from now and wishes he had set a better plan in motion. Oh, and yes, next year will come, faster than ever. Bill will always be waiting for something. While he waits for the perfect time, his procrastination tax is growing each day. This all reminds me of something my mother once told me. Years ago, she said, "If you wait until you're ready to have children, you will never be a father." I have 3 kids now. I stopped procrastinating, and I hope you'll do the same. Take action, do something today that's going to improve your business. And, you know, any way I can help with that, of course, don't procrastinate if you call me. I'll make a bill out of you. Just kidding. Have a great day, and if you like it, add your comments on the blog at awebguy.com. You have a fantastic day.